brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, this is Bob Dacey sitting in for Alex Jones. And if you've been listening, you found out that he's up in front of the Pratt House right now in New York City protesting the Council on Foreign Relations. That's their headquarters. Just a little background on the CFR. They were established in 1921 by the efforts of Edward Mandel House, Woodrow Wilson's Henry Kissinger, and the man in a book he wrote called Philip Drew Administrator. Edward Mandel House wrote very plainly that his goal was to establish a government in the United States, to overthrow our government and establish a government that Karl Marx would like. That's what he said in his book. And if you want further confirmation of this, of the CFR and what they're about, read the writings of their own people. Get a hold of the history book called Tragedy and Hope that was written by Carol Quigley back in the 60s. He was a Georgetown University professor, and he was a CFR member, and he actually worked as a CFR, and he just flat out admitted, yeah, you know, the CFR came out of the Royal Institute of National Affairs, International Affairs in London, and they're the American branch, and yes, that came out of Cecil Rhodes and his desire to absorb the wealth of the world into the hands of a few, and that's what the CFR is supposed to do, and we love to deal with communists, anybody we want to, and we run everything, and we love it, and we control both political parties at the very top, and you cretins can elect whoever you want to elect at the top. It doesn't matter that we put them both up, so we don't care who wins. I mean, it's all in Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, and, you know, we love to use their own stuff against them. Speaking of CFR members, before we go to our next call, I've got a clip I want to play. A CFR member by the name of Thomas Keene, former governor of New Jersey, is the guy who chaired the 911 commission. And I want to play a clip of me versus him on March the 31st up at Georgetown in north of Austin at a press conference. Ask him about why he said finding the money trail of who financed September 11th is not important. Go ahead and play that, guys.
Can you say that the question who bankrolled the deaths of 3,000 American people on September 11th is, quote, of little practical significance?
Because it costs so little money. That's the awful thing about it. It costs less than $500,000. That's why it was so hard to trace. We were able to find pieces of the $500,000, but it came in very small pieces.
FBI agent Robert Reich was on the money trail of money coming from Saudi Arabia, from the Arab countries, into this country to finance terrorist operations here in the United States. He's tried to go public, and the FBI shut him up and threatened him. Did he testify before the commission?
I believe so. We had over 2,000 witnesses.
Well,
we had anybody who
made quite a start.
Yeah, we had anybody who had any information.
But there wasn't a word of what he said in the report. I was wondering why.
Well, it may have been. We were not allowed because of security reasons when the informant was part of the FBI or the CIA to mention the names of those agents.
At 5:20 p.m. on September 11th.
Okay, that was that. 7. Go ahead and take that one down. I continued on with my banter with Mr. CFR guy, Governor Keene, about that, and he was sitting there saying, well, you know, it's just, I mean, understand this, people of America, okay? Understand this. The 911 Commission is supposed to investigate what happened on September 11th and why. You got 3,000 people murdered, okay? You got the scenario here, okay? This guy is a CFR member, is appointed to find out everything, okay? The man is saying that when you do the investigation of who bankrolled the operation, it's of little practical significance. Come on, it's on page 172 of the 911 Commission report. The matter of who financed September 11th is, quote, of little practical significance, unquote. Come on, can you smell cover-up? We'll be back after the break.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Bob Dacey back again in the saddle for Alex Jones while he's up in New York bullhorning the Council on Foreign Relations. You know, before the break I was talking about Governor Thomas Keene and his cover-up commission, and I was saying that, you know, he said it's not important. Understand this. It is not important to investigate who financed September 11th, according to the 911 Commission on page 172. Do the math, people. The man said that it cost $500,000. As an aside, I wonder how he knew that if he only found bits and pieces of it. But he said it cost $500,000. To kill 3,000 people. Well, do the math. $500,000 divided by 3,000 people, that's $166 a person. So, the moral to this story, ladies and gentlemen, is if you want to hire somebody to kill somebody, if you want to hire a hitman to go out and murder somebody, get a real cheap one. $166 tops, okay? Because if you only spend $166 to kill somebody, then the cops will know that it's not worth their trouble to investigate who paid for the hit. You see? That's 911 Commission logic. And again, with the fact that Alex Jones is up there in front of the CFR, I feel compelled to remind you that Thomas Keene is a member of the CFR. Lee Hamilton, who is the vice chair of the 911 Commission, is a member of the CFR. Other members, Bob Carey, John F. Lehman, and Jamie S. Gorelick, are members of the CFR, and the executive director of the 911 Commission, Philip Zelikow, is a member of the CFR. And so Alex is up there ranting and raving about arrest the criminals and go after these crooks because they did 9/11. And you think he's crazy? Absolutely not. He's right on. He's right on the nose. So, again, we're talking about 911 smoking guns, and I believe we have Kathy from Texas up on the Alex Jones Show. Kathy, are you still there?
Yes, Bob, I'm one of your fans, and come by your store some. And I have a question for you.
I hope I can answer it.
I think you can. I've been trying to convince my relatives of the truth of this information, and I've just gotten an email from one of them that says, watch where your sources are, and citing the popular mechanics viewpoint and all of that.
Yeah.
What would you suggest as things they can read? These people are...
Well, if things they can read, let's talk about that for a second. Things they can read. Kathy, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to answer that question. Things they can read. If you know nothing about the New World Order, and you think that all this is a bunch of conspiracy theory nonsense, and you just are, but you're curious, because you got to be curious, because, you know, when you see Building 7 fall down, you go, that doesn't make any sense. If you're curious, what you need to do, and this is my opinion, and it's my considered opinion, you need to go to jbs.org. That's the main website of the John Birch Society. That's jbs.org. The John Birch Society is the oldest organization in the United States fighting the New World Order. The John Birch Society was established in the late 50s specifically to fight the New World Order. And a lot of people don't like the John Birch Society for whatever reason. They say they're too tame, maybe they're too conservative or whatever. But let me tell you something. When you want documentation of the existence of the New World Order, what they're about, how long it's been going on, the best place to go is the John Birch Society, because they have 50 years of documentation, solid, hardcore documentation of what the New World Order crowd is about, why they're doing what they're doing, and the evidence that they have compiled is absolutely sterling. They use the same technique that I use all the time, which is use the enemy's own stuff against them. You know, for example, the quote that Alex was screaming at the CFR a few minutes ago out in front of the Pratt House from David Rockefeller, the dean of the CFR, the exact quote, and I got this from the book, I'm reading out of the John Birch Society magazine, The New American. This is the exact quote from David Rockefeller. For more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents such as my encounter with Fidel Castro to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States, characterizing my family and me as, quote, internationalists, end quote, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I'm proud of it. Now, this is the kind of stuff that is the John Birch Society has in spades. So if you want to learn about the New World Order, if you want to understand hardcore what it's all about in a historical perspective, going back to 1776, you know, when Adam Weishaupt founded the Illuminati, you'll get lost in there, because there is so much information about it that it's not even funny. But I'm going to tell you something. If you want to learn about the New World Order, you better get up to speed pretty quick, okay? Because these guys have really cranked up the volume in the last few years, using September 11th as an excuse. Okay, Kathy from Texas, thank you for that call. Next up, we have Sean from Arizona. Sean, you are on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, I'm a member of Scholars for 9/11, and further, I would like to point for the caller in Texas, you can go to www.st911.org. I have a paper on there which is entitled Why the NIST Fact Sheet Just Won't Do, and it explains in, it takes a couple of the assumptions of the NIST report and shows what, just how big the fallacy is.
Now, let's tell people what the NIST report is, because some people might not know what that is.
Okay. The NIST was charged with doing the official investigation of 9/11, and they are the ones that are saying the buildings collapsed from fire alone, the fire caused the steel to fail, and the collapse was, you know, nothing but gravity bringing it down, and they say that there are no explosives in any of the buildings, including, well, they don't say anything about World Trade Center 7 yet, but they have supposedly said that, you know, they have found no evidence.
All the hundreds of eyewitnesses are lying, and William Rodriguez didn't feel a giant explosion under his feet when he was at sub-level 1. And,
yeah,
and,
exactly.
And Felipe David didn't run into the room a few seconds later with his skin all burned off of his arm, screaming, explosion, explosion, explosion. And Louis Caccioli, the firefighter, the brave firefighter, didn't say that there was explosions going off in the building, and there weren't any explosive squibs going up the side of Building 7. And, you know, I read some of that NIST stuff, and one of the things that struck me, and I'm not an engineer, you know, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a scholar, but, you know, I'm looking at, if I remember, one of the essences of the, one of the several versions that they put out about why Building 7 collapsed was that, well, you see what happened is there was debris falling from the North Tower 300 feet away, and it somehow snuck into Building 7 below the 12th floor and just happened to damage the column below the 12th floor, which was holding up the whole building. And then that kind of chain reactioned itself all the way up to the top of the building, so that's why you saw the top fall first, and then it all just fell over that from there. I mean, I read that.
Yeah, I know, and that's just plain false on its face. You look at Building 5, pictures of Building 5, and it has extensive fire damage, but it didn't. Its steel frame still intact, and it didn't collapse, and it had 100 times damage that Building 7 did.
Well, I know now that the NIST, the NIST, that stands for National Institute of Standards and Technology, right?
Yeah.
They are now on their FAQ page, on their website, feigning or indicating or that they may be looking into the possibility of explosive charges in Building Number 7. What do you make of that?
I think it's because of simply intense public pressure. Engineers have been, like myself, have been looking at this, looking at the reports, and actually looking at their raw data. And to say that their work is incompetent is being generous.
Well, Sean, you are an engineer, you say?
Yes, I am.
And you are a member of Scholars for 911 Truth? Well, you're an engineer. I mean, you're one of these guys that kind of know stuff about this. I want to know, can you think of any scenario other than controlled demolition which could cause a 47-story modern steel skyscraper to collapse in under 7 seconds?
I know of absolutely none. And in my
How about fairy dust?
There is just no... Their explanations have to violate the laws of physics in order for them to be true. And when scientists go and take and test the hypothesis, and the hypothesis may be way out there, but what they do is they go and they say, okay, we think X happens. We go and we experiment, and we also verify with our known laws of physics to see if theory X is possible. And if it is not, then you have to either throw out that theory or you have to adjust it. And that is something that the NIST has not done, because we have shown from many different perspectives, from an energy perspective, from conservation of momentum perspective, and the amount of energy to pulverize all that concrete, the amount of potential energy stored
Sean,
in the...
Sean, hold that thought. I want to hold you over till after the break. Hold him over, and we got a four-minute break. And, Sean, if you'll hang on, we'll continue this discussion on the other side.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is September 12, 2006. Gold opened at $5.95, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $626.24. Again, that's $626.24 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. The dollar is getting battered, and foreign countries have a significant impact on the price of gold. With a slow economy, real estate prices dropping, war on terrorism, the economic climate in the United States is questionable. U.S. citizens work a third of their life just to cover tax liabilities, and bankruptcies continue to weaken our financial institutions. Midas republished the 1931 book, Oh Yeah, An Economic Review of the Great Depression. Are we close to the same type of disaster? Call today for a free copy, 800-686-2237. Our government may be bound to repeat, so arm yourself with knowledge. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War in 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
All right, we're back on the Alex Jones Show. Once again, I'm Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones. We on the other side of the break, we were talking to Sean from Arizona, who is a member of ST911.org, and I highly recommend you go to that website. It is extensive, and it's all about intellectuals, professors, highly intelligent people trying to figure out what really happened on September 11th, and their conclusions do not look favorable for the Bush administration and the globalists. Sean, are you familiar in your organization with all the work that Professor Jones has done on the thermite issue?
Oh, yes. I've read his paper thoroughly, and I agree with its conclusions.
I have two questions about that for you, and hopefully you'll be able to answer them for me.
Certainly.
The thermite reaction that has been shown on television, where it's that yellow metal is pouring out of the tower. It's pretty convincing. However, is there any other type of reaction that could create that residue that they found? That some other harmless explanation as to how you can get these various chemical compounds in the residue that hardened up again after it melted?
Well, a thermate, actually, it's a cousin of thermite, and every explosive reaction of an explosive that is powerful enough to cut through steel leaves a signature, if you will, of its final products. And that is what distinguishes how you can distinguish what explosives were used.
So you are saying that the material that that Dr. Stephen Jones examined has the unique signature of thermite? Is that what the conclusion is?
That's what I would conclude. You have to when thermite reacts, you get certain byproducts, and you know you get some iron. There's sulfur and manganese in there, and you have to look at, okay, if these byproducts are in there, okay, in the proper proportions. You have to see, okay, well, are there alternative sources for sulfur? And, you know, you can look at gypsum and stuff, and you can find out, well, that doesn't contain enough in order for it to be here in this quantity in a eutetic mixture with the steel in order for it to have cut through that. And
okay, let's you've established here that thermate, the signature of thermate is on the steel that was examined.
Absolutely.
Now, here's the next question, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here with you.
Mm-hmm.
I have understood that Dr. Jones got his samples from 911 memorials and people that had collected stuff off of some of the rare bits of steel that were saved for 911 memorials. And
right.
I know he's not being specific about exactly where he got it and all that, because he might want some more.
Mm-hmm.
But can he legally prove a chain of custody of that stuff?
I think he could. However, in order to say that absolutely thermate was used as a cutting charge, you can look at Section 8 of Appendix C of the FEMA report, and it shows the metal, the steel, that has undergone hot sulfur corrosion.
Yeah, they call it sulfidation, I think.
Yeah, sulfidation, which is a highly unusual event for a fire, and they state that right there, and nowhere else is that fact dealt with, and you see those steel samples.
Okay, so let's clarify this to the people that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
The FEMA report, early FEMA report that examined some of the steel, said that they couldn't figure out how in the world the collapse and the fire could have caused sulfidation of the steel. It was an astounding discovery to them that they never pursued.
That's correct. In fact, FEMA recommended that that somebody pursue an investigation of the sulfidation of the steel, the severe oxidation and sulfidication of the steel.
Yeah, but I guess they didn't think Dr. Stephen Jones was going to be the one to do it, huh?
That is correct. It seems that, that information was just totally ignored. And those pieces of steel, if you were to get your hands on them and do similar testing that Dr. Jones has done, which FEMA has done already from that Section 8 of the FEMA report, that points to a thermate, to a thermate reaction.
Sean, I'm going to let you go, and I really appreciate that call. That was an excellent call, and I wonder whether we ought to give this information to the 911 Commission. Maybe they could do an investigation and figure out what happened, huh? We'll be back after the break, and we're going to continue with our favorite smoking guns of 911.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is Bob Dacey, subbing for Alex Jones. We're talking about the 911 smoking guns in the next segment, which is a long segment. We're going to go through some callers, and I want to hear some more smoking guns. I understand we have Don in Texas up. Don, are you still there?
I dozed off while I was holding the phone.
Sorry about that, Don. What do you got to add to our discussion?
Well, first of all, about the smoking guns, there's a long list of things going back to, you know, the M.O., the Manero de Operandi.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is like there was a guy out in East Texas. He was a redneck boozer, and the IRS found out he was shooting his mouth off, saying he hated the IRS, so they gave him a assault rifle, and they pretended to give him a bomb so he could go raid the IRS in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sting deal.
So what does that have to do with September 11th?
Huh? It's laying the groundwork to show you the way that they went about. Are you familiar with the little islands off the coast of Australia, where they have the pharmaceutical compounds?
No, I'm not.
Well, you might research that. You've heard of rohypnol? It's
date rape drug, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's just a tiny little skim of the surface of mind control drugs that they can set up people like in Damascus to go out and get themselves killed, suicide by a cop.
Okay, so what you're saying is it relates to...
it does. The people that went... What was that name? The Julius Berg, or the guy that went and supposedly had his head cut off?
Got off, yeah.
And he was the one that provided passports and was part of the people that conveyed. He drove a van and some other vehicles to bring
right.
in.
I think I remember something about that. Don, thank you for the call. I think Julius, the guy that got his head cut off, for some strange reason, he had a connection with Zacharias Moussaoui. Now, what are the chances of that? There, I think that's what Don was trying to say. Okay, we have Sean in Texas up next. Sean, are you there?
Yeah, my smoking gun is the Secret Service stand down when Bush was at his highly publicized event at the school in Florida that morning.
Tell us about that, Sean, because that was one of my favorites no one has brought up yet.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell us about that.
Well, it was a highly publicized press conference, and he knew of the first tower being hit before he went in to the school children. He continued with the press conference.
Well, it wasn't just a press conference. It was him sitting there in a classroom reading a book about goats to a bunch of little kids, right?
Right, my pet goats.
Okay, so the question, and that is an excellent point. Sean, thank you for the call. The question that Sean has raised here, and this is very important. This is very important. They're crazy Arabs are hijacking airplanes, and Lord only knows how many all over the country, and they're crashing them into buildings. And President Bush's appearance at this elementary school has been publicized in advance, and it's 4 miles away from an airport. And all pandemonium is raining, and nobody knows what the heck is going on, and the evil Arabs are going to get us. And what is the role of the Secret Service? The role of the Secret Service is to protect the president. Okay, so why, when the crazy Arabs were doing their thing and they hit the first tower and then they hit the second tower, why did the Secret Service do absolutely nothing to protect the president? Nothing. Did they let him sit there forever reading the goat story to the little children? Those, for all they knew, the crazy Libyans were coming in a van like in that movie from back in the 80s, Back to the Future, to kill him. But for all they knew, they were flying a plane right at that school. You know, they didn't do anything. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what you call the dog that didn't bark, because he knew the burglar who broke into the house wasn't a stranger. That is a tremendous smoking gun of 911. And I thank Sean from Texas for bringing that up. Next, we have George in Indiana. George, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
I've got the flu, so I hope you can understand me. But let me tell you what is a real smoking gun to me. If I was a detective and O.J. Simpson told me that he knew who killed his wife because he saw it on television, Bush could not have seen that plane hit that first building. And he builds a big story around it, how he was sitting outside. Obviously, the TV was on. Who makes a statement like that?
Well, you know, that could be a smoking gun. That really could be, but you
he repeated it twice.
You're right. He did. You're right. He did say that twice. But you have to factor in the idiot factor there, too. You know,
what?
The idiot factor. I mean, the guy's, you know, a few bricks shy of a full load, and maybe he just got confused about plane he saw, right?
You don't get confused when you make up a story where, guess where I was when the first plane hit the building? I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in.
And he can't
confuse it with the second plane because we've seen the security come in and tell him the second plane hit. So he made up a lie.
Well, I tell you what, I think you're right there, but I believe that the problem there is the trained monkey couldn't handle his role, basically. That's what I think. George, thank you for the call. I think that's a good point. That does stink to high heaven. Next, we have Wolfgang in Kansas City. Wolfgang, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
Real good. I was listening to Alex up there in New York at the Pratt House, and one of the things that struck me was him saying we should go arrest these perpetrators.
I agree. I totally agree.
Well, how are we going to do that? Is there a national plan for that?
You call up Alberto Gonzalez, and you say, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, Here's the proof, here's the investigation, I want you to go arrest these people.
Okay, and what if he doesn't move, then what?
Well, I don't know, you know, then I guess we do it at the state level. Let's, you know, that, I think they're trying to get, what's his name, Elliot Spitzer, Attorney General of the state of New York, where all the murders happened,
mm-hmm.
to do something. I mean,
are we going to need a mutiny in the military, backed up by the national militia to go accomplish this task?
That's beyond my pay grade, I'll tell you what. I hope, I don't know, that's a good question. I would love to have some high-level member of this group, you know, find a conscience and rat out the rest of them, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what the other listeners would like to say about that, a mutiny in the military.
I don't know, that's
I'm not advocating one, this is hypothetical, but do you think that would work?
I don't want to comment on that one. That's treading on ground I don't want to stomp on, because I might get stomped on myself. But
okay.
Wolfgang, thank you for the call, I appreciate that. Yeah, that is a big question. You know, what do you do about this? What do you do about this when the, I remember when, what was it, Juanita Broderick had accused Bill Clinton of raping her when he was the Attorney General of Arkansas, you know, and she's like, well, who's she going to turn to accuse the chief law enforcement officer of Arkansas of rape? What's that going to get her? Remember that? This could be a very similar scenario. And I wished I had a real good answer for that one, but I don't. Dennis from Maryland, you're next up here on the Alex Jones Show. What do you have to say?
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. I just wanted to hit on another smoking gun that I believe goes to the core of this whole thing. This goes back to John DeCamp and the Franklin cover-up. Goes right through the Clinton administration. A lot of people may not know. I live here south of Washington, D.C., and the Clinton administration, guess who showed up in town and threatened everybody at the congressional level that if they impeach Clinton, that he's going to expose them. And that was Larry mm-hmm. Flint.
And oh, yeah, I remember Larry Flint became a good guy, right?
He was up
with friends
here.
Like that, who needs enemies?
Well, exactly. But what did he have? You know, and if people will go to Google Video and download the movie, which is a British documentary called Conspiracy of Silence. And the end of that movie, they reference the fact that I think our representatives paid about $500,000 to the producers not to show this film.
Yes, I've seen that film, and basically I think what you're saying, if I may put words in your mouth, is that a lot of the people in our government are a bunch of sick perverts, and they don't want that out.
Well, unfortunately, that's the case. I'm, you know, back in the late 80s, there was two good street cops down in Florida found these two men with these six children, found and traced it all the way up to what's called the Finders Club here in Washington, D.C. The district police secured the area. Then the national feds came in, took it over for national security, and the whole investigation was stopped. They found video equipment, pornography of children, etc. And I think, I didn't see it, but I believe Oprah Winfrey recently had someone on as a guest that exposed that there was about a dozen pedophile houses all within so many miles of the White House.
Yeah, you're getting into an area, Dennis, which is well-researched, but how can I say this politely? The topic is not suitable for a G-rated radio talk show, because of what you're talking about, and you know what I'm talking about, and I know what I'm talking about, and all the listeners know what I'm talking about. But basically, I think what you're saying is don't be surprised that September 11th happened, because these people are a bunch of sickos. So,
thanks.
Dennis, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Guys, who do we have up next? Okay, Ryan in New Jersey, you're on the Alex Jones Show with the substitute host, Bob Dacey. What can we do for you today? You got a smoking gun you want to reveal?
Yeah, I have a smoking gun that I have on my mind. And also, I was in New York yesterday behind Alex Jones and all the other 9/11 Truth people. And that was really invigorating to be able to be there with all those like-minded people standing up for the truth. And like Alex said the other day, the police were actually escorting us down the road, letting us chant and yell as loud as we want. It was quite exciting.
So the police weren't giving you a hassle?
And there are some bad looks and stuff like that, but every step of the way, they were right there with us, making sure they even stopped some people. people from heckling us from time to time.
Well, so what Alex was saying yesterday, you're corroborating the idea, what Alex was reporting. That
yeah, obviously, we can't say that all of them
the majority of the police seem to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And, I'd like to repeat that, if there are any policemen listening anywhere in the United States or all over the world, if you look into this and you be dispassionate about it and really do the study and you realize that September 11th was an inside job. I know policemen are very tight group of people, and they have a camaraderie and a brotherhood. And I just wonder, local police, what do you think you found out that 911 was an inside job and the powers that be have murdered your comrades? Just I imagine they really wouldn't like that too much if they took the time to study it.
Oh no, but yeah, by the end of the day, they actually let us march right into Police Plaza in downtown Manhattan, and that's kind of basically what all the speakers were saying about how we're your brothers, we're trying to find the people that hurt you too.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is excellent news, and I appreciate your contribution to the show, and I'm going to let you go. Up next, I have Paul from England, all the way from England. Paul, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Bob, for taking my call.
You must be from England. I hear that accent.
I'm from Texas. Yeah, thanks. I have called before, and I've spoken to Alex on one occasion. What you were asking about smoking guns. And one of the things that sort of recently I've remembered is when I was at school, I was a kid, and you can always tell when children are lying. And
I know where this is going. Go ahead.
Right. And one of my teachers at school, she had a saying, and it was, "What a tangled web we weave when we start to deceive." And recently, this saying has kind of come back to me. I was watching a documentary or a news program broadcast on CBC in the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and they had Lee Hamilton, who was the co-chair of the commission. He's a 31-year veteran of Congress and has sat on many commissions, including the Iran-Contra Commission. And he actually said to the interviewer on CBC that the 9/11 Commission report was a first draft, and that were the words that he said, and I was just astounded to hear those words, because really the people who lost loved ones and the people who are suffering now from diseases through inhaled dust, toxic dust, they don't really want a first draft,
but they've disbanded the commission. How can it be a first draft? Are they going to
absolutely? I mean, this is it. I mean, it's astounded. Who's working on the final draft? Who's working on the set? Nobody.
Nobody.
And the thing is, this guy is actually on the record now saying, well, it's a first draft and there's lots of questions that haven't been answered.
Well, I know from my own experience when I was talking to Governor Keene a couple of months ago, when I was saying that the testimony of FBI agent Robert Wright wasn't included in his report, he said, well, it might have been. It might have been. And I'm thinking, well, gee, I've got the report. It's not in mine. So maybe there is another one.
I mean, the thing is,
a secret one.
So yeah, well, basically, what happened was they published this report, and
Pabulum
a lot of
the
stuff that's in the report, in the commission report, they don't actually even know what's in the book they've published. And now, the most important person, or one of the most important persons in this commission, has said, "Well, it's just the first draft." I mean, that's not really an off-the-cuff remark. That's not really a throwaway comment
for
people who've lost loved ones and wars that have been conducted. This investigation is flawed. I mean, it's flawed if the chairman turns around and says, well, it's only a first draft.
Well, it's more than flawed. It's a deliberate, blatant cover-up. And, when you're talking about the subject of crime, I'm not a lawyer, but I think if you are tasked with investigating the cause of a crime and instead you actively cover up the crime, I think you're guilty of something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's collusion.
Yeah.
You're
guilty of something. I don't know what I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what you're guilty of, but I bet you could serve a lot of time in jail for it. What do you bet?
Yeah, you can serve a lot of time in jail, but the depressing thing sometimes, you know, watching all this unfold as we are, you know, it's just, you just think these people are going to get away with this. And unless we get truth candidates, I think, elected, you know, people like Bob Bowman, I know he's standing in Florida, but unless these guys get elected in America, I don't think this is ever going to really, anyone's going to get in trouble, anyone's going to get impeached, or anyone's going to get prosecuted. Certainly in the UK, nothing's going to happen. You know, the population is here, I think, is just generally sleepwalking.
Yeah,
but obviously, there's some good people here who are trying to get the truth out.
And
but the government of the UK certainly isn't going to pressure the US.
Yeah, you guys are living in the movie V, and we're not there yet. Thank you for the call, Paul from England. After the break, we're going to finish this up. The third segment of the show is going to be about the North American Union, and we're pretty much done with 911. I got a clip I want to play when we get back. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones, back on the Alex Jones Show. Again, more information you want on this, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And if you want to buy Terror Storm, go to the shopping cart on Infowars.com and get the latest video by Alex Jones, Terror Storm. We're going to close out this segment on the smoking guns of 911 and by playing a clip from the movie V, the set in future England, where the terrorist V is trying to overthrow the evil, despotic, totalitarian government of in England, and he takes over the television station and he plays a message to the people of England. And you want to talk about a message that fits for the people of America? We're not there yet, but if we don't fight these people, we're going to be. So we're going to play a little clip from the movie V.
Good evening, London. Allow me first to apologize for this
emergency channel.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of the everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility and repetition. I enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Inspector, you're almost through.
Last night I sought to end that silence. Last night I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten.
More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed the 5th of November forever in our memory. His hope was to remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you've seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest that you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me 1 year from tonight, outside the gates of Parliament, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Terror.